I found two questions on figure 36. The question asks, what is the expected fuel consumption for a 1,000 nautical mile flight under the following conditions? It gives you a pressure altitude of 8,000 feet, which you have on the graph. It gives you a temperature of 22 degrees Celsius, which is not really on the graph, but it's pretty high. I mean, standard is 15 degrees Celsius, right? So there's an ISO minus 20, there's a standard, and there's an ISO plus 20. We're going to go to ISO plus 20 because 22 degrees Celsius is that's pretty high temperature. And then the manifold pressure, 20.8 inches. Well, there is a 20.8 inch table on there. So if we go into the chart at 8,000 at 20.8 inches for ISO plus 20, we come up with 11.5 gallons an hour. 11.5 gallons an hour, and what is it telling us here? 1,000 nautical mile flight, wind is calm. What's our airspeed going to be? Wind is calm. True airspeed is going to be 164 knots. So we take a 1,000 nautical mile flight, take our calculator and take 1,000 divided by our true airspeed, which is 164 knots, 164. And then we multiply that times 11.5 gallons an hour. And our answer is 70.1. 70.1 gallons of fuel. That is the correct answer. The other one asks you what fuel flow should you expect at 11,000 feet on a standard day with 65% power. There is no table for 11,000, so we have to interpolate. It is a standard day, and it is 65% power. 10,000 foot pressure altitude, standard day, I'm looking at 11.5 gallons per hour. At a 12,000 foot pressure altitude, I'm looking at 10.9 gallons an hour. So I take my trusty calculator, and I take 11.5, and I subtract 10.9, and I find the difference is 0.6. I'm going to divide that by 2, and of course, the answer is 0.3. So I'm going to add 0.3 to the lower value, or subtract 0.3 from the higher value. 10.9 plus 0.3 is 11.2. So it's 11.2 gallons an hour. There's your answer.